It is Amanda and Baron, and we are back again with Kicking Cancer Cares. And our sponsor for the second half is Marianne McNally. She is a residential real estate specialist with Next Home Realty Connection. So if you're looking to buy a home or sell a home, or just not even really sure where to start, definitely reach out to her at 503-409-4389, and she will help you with everything. She's absolutely amazing. And then also, please keep her in your prayers as she is going through her own battle.
And we did do an update on her last week. You know what I find intriguing about that update is she's now, and Matt doesn't even know this yet, but the gal who sponsored the second half of our show, she had battled through breast cancer. Everything looked great. It actually was metastatic. So when it came back, it had morphed. It had gone from normal breast cancer, it came back as triple negative, which is a horrible situation.
Wow.
And it went into her bones. And I remember asking her, if it's in your bones, how do they know it's not bone cancer?
Right.
And they can actually look at the cells and they go, those are breast cancer cells, but in your bones.
Okay.
And I'm not an oncologist, so I don't understand all that, but I just know that's what they said.
Yeah.
But then it was, how do you get it out of the bones? And she had gone through numerous ways that weren't working. They thought they found one that was working. But cancer is a living organism, and it figures out how to stay alive.
Yeah.
And she is now on her 9th treatment to kill this thing that's inside of her bones.
Wow.
And that's the lady who sponsors
it's getting smarter.
It's getting smarter.
So they've got to try different things.
Yeah. Yep. There's so many stories that I could go through. We're not going to do it today. But, you know, there's just a number of people that I've met over the last 6 years where they think they've taken care of the cancer, but cancer is an organism that's living and it's trying to figure out how to stay alive. And in her case, it has found resistance 8 times, so she's on her 9th attempt. But
and it moves so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just think about when Grandma was diagnosed. I mean, it was 6 to 8 weeks ago, and it progressed quickly from just her breast into her lymph nodes under her arm, now into her lungs. And they think, they haven't done a scan, but they don't need to, but they think it's even gone all the way up into her brain already.
Yeah.
And so just fast, 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. Well, if you did not catch the first half of the show, this second half is going to have a lot less tears.
Yes.
But
and I'll tell you, it is painful.
Oh,
I had no idea about how painful it is.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being here, and we are all proudly wearing pink in your honor.
Yes, yes, we are.
Well, I appreciate that.
Including a 4X pink shirt right there.
Yeah,
he is proudly wearing that pink shirt for you, too. So
4X.
4X, big guy.
It's a big guy, but he's got a big heart, and, you know. Yeah. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Matt's role on our board and how Matt and I met, how it all progressed to what he's doing now. Because it's, you know, again, we've said this so many times on the show, that things happen for a reason, and God tends to guide things where I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. You know? He's got a plan.
He's got a plan.
Whether we like it or not, he puts us where we need to be.
Yeah. I remember it was the first year of Kicking Cancer, 2019, and every time I thought I knew where I was going, God knew I was going the wrong direction. And it's like he has this big, huge puzzle piece, and he just slowly pushes this one piece over so I could see it, and I was like, oh, I should be going over here instead. And that's kind of how I met Matt. So the first time we met Matt, we met but not, well, I should say that. You met me and I met you, but I vaguely remember that. And it was July of 2022. Noah had come to me and says, can we do a disc golf tournament inside of the baseball stadium? And this was before I was working there, but I knew the Walkers, and I reached out, and they basically said I could rent the stadium for $300. And Noah comes in and puts baskets in. What I didn't know was you helped put the baskets out, didn't you?
I did. So, it was a fun time. So we were out there. We were supposed to be there earlier in the day, but the game went on longer than it was scheduled, and so we had to wait. And then it got dark. And so we're out in the stadium in the dark. All the lights ended up going off on us.
You're like, no.
So we're walking around with flashlights on our phone trying to do this. And so what was funny is he had a rangefinder, and we literally would take the flashlight, shine it on my face because I'm a big guy. So Noah could look at me from across the baseball field with his rangefinder to see if we were in the right spot with the basket or not.
That's funny.
It was hilarious. It took us forever to get it done, but we got it all done.
Yeah, because they set the course up on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. And late
Saturday night.
Yeah, it was like 10:30 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And then Noah had it set up so that they were tee times. Now, a lot of times we do it, it's called a shotgun start, but everyone starts at the same time and then just kind of all move around the course.
Right.
In this case, people showed up at different times, and I was there with Cheryl, who's also on our board at the registration. And so I know that Matt showed up, but so did 80 other people.
Yeah.
But what I do remember is we were able to create a red, white, and blue tie-dyed shirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we created this stadium experience shirt, and you still wear it. I still wear it periodically. But what are your memories of that? Playing disc golf at a baseball stadium. What was that like?
Oh, man, it was so fun. Just standing out on the field. And what I think was really fun for me is standing on the field out in far center field, throwing back towards home base. So the basket for that one was second base, or between second and third. But then after you threw that one, you stood over between first and second base, and you threw to home. And it was just neat to be on a baseball field playing disc golf. I love disc golf.
Yeah.
But having that experience. And then the tricky part was being in the stands and then having to throw that around a corner. Or I even went in the bathroom with one of my discs and had to throw out of the bathroom. So it was just really, really fun. Just unique, different, engaging, and on a ballpark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was really how Noah and I began doing more and more things together. Is I had met Noah the fall before that, and we had done a disc golf tournament at Oak Knoll, which is a golf course, but it has baskets around the outside.
Yes.
And then Noah went and actually bought some baskets, and he said, let's find ways to do disc golf events where we actually create the course. And this was the first one where basically I'm finding the location, I'm securing the location, and he's coming in with his rangefinder and his people to create the baskets. But it was just so fun to see all these people out there on the baseball field playing disc golf.
Yeah.
So that's when we met the first time. But then in 2023, we were doing our actual ball golf tournament, and I was looking for prizes, and it dawned on me that as opposed to spending a lot of time looking for a prize, I could do a trade.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to asking Matt to spend money to put his business on a hole, I'll let you put your business on a hole if you'll bring a prize.
Okay.
It was a wonderful setup. And he was on the 18th hole at McNary Golf Course, except something really fun happened to that one. You remember what happens to that one?
Yeah. So part of being a food person, I was like, you know, to promote my business, I want to bring burn-ins.
Mm.
I want to bring something to give to the players while they're coming through the 18th hole. And what was really funny is everybody loved it. I mean, once you've had my burn-ins, you know. But they...
Amanda's like, where's the burn-ins at?
Yeah. At the end of the tournament, people started coming back before going into the clubhouse. They would finish on hole 15, 16, 17, and they would drive back over to me and get seconds or thirds of those burn-ins before going in and having lunch.
Yeah.
So it's just funny to do that, but to get my name out there even more.
Oh, yeah.
In a way that supported Barron and the organization that he has.
Mm-hmm. And it was great because it didn't cost him anything. He didn't pay to be a hole sponsor, and it allowed me to not find one more prize.
Yeah.
And so he created this basket with some of his sauces in it and a gift certificate, which the person that won it was thrilled.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But for those that know McNary Golf Course, the great thing about 18, many of those holes meander through houses. And so when you get the tee box and you go to the hole, then you don't see that tee box again. Except 18 is positioned so that the 17th green is really close, and the 12th tee box is really close, and the 11th fairway is really close. And people were literally leaving the 11th fairway to go back to the 18th green, to the 18th fairway to the 18th green. They were going back. I'm confused.
You're all right.
They're throwing
back. We're here for you.
Bottom line is, they're leaving one hole, going back to see Matt to get some more burnt ends, and then going back to their hole to finish playing golf.
Yes. Yes.
I think you were the most popular hole sponsor in
that
tournament.
And what was really fun is State Farm was right next to me.
Oh, yeah.
The other one. And so they had the shots, and we had the burn ends, and people loved that corner right there.
That was their favorite little spot, yeah. Well, then the last year, Devin Grogans, who was our golf tournament director, he's on the staff as well, and I said, Devin, we've had enough success. Let's try two golf tournaments. Let's see if we can pull this off. But let's not two in Salem, because you're asking the exact same golfers, the exact same businesses.
Right.
So it was a leap of faith, but we went to Corvallis for our second golf tournament last year. And we actually sold out, which is cool.
Okay.
But for the one in Salem, Mike Sublett always donated some pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he did, right?
Oh, yeah.
But as you showed up to sign up, there was some lunch waiting for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, this one was in the morning, which means I need something for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to Matt, and you did something really cool for that one, too.
Yeah, I was able to put together a bunch of breakfast burritos.
But not just little breakfast burritos.
No. Oh, no. Nothing is little in his
Nothing's
world.
Nothing's little in my world. I'm a big guy again. So you're talking to the guy with a 4X shirt. To me, it would be a little breakfast burrito, but it was a nice, hefty breakfast burrito. Mm-hmm.
Several of those players probably nibbled on that for three or four holes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. And again, you know, Matt's such a perfect fit because he's got the heart for what we're trying mm-hmm. to do. And when I reached out to Matt, just knowing what kind of budget we had to actually buy some food, because Mike Sublett would always just donate it, right?
Yeah.
But he says, well, I've got this stuff. It's already cooked up anyway. And if I don't use it, I'm going to throw it away and blah, blah, blah. And so he gave us just a heck of a deal on all these burritos. Well, then whatever was left that wasn't used, you had somebody at one of the holes at that one tournament, too.
I did. Yeah, we had a summer employee, Jason Smar, who will be back on staff again this summer, who was able to be there at a hole and help promote my business. I had a catering event that day, so I couldn't be there.
Okay.
Well, guess what Matt's job is on the board? He's our
bringing us burnt ends every Saturday.
Exactly. He's our activities director, and it was just so perfect that was the spot that was open on the board. Is you know, the support director helps a lot of stuff we do with the support stuff, and the education director does that kind of stuff. But the support director, they really get involved between June and August when all of our activities are going on. They don't have to be at all of them, but they help promote all of them.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like a perfect fit. So I remember sitting down with Matt and goes, well, I'm probably going to be at all of them anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
So I know that I can go on and on, but you have a list. Can you want to go through some of the things we have going on, Matt?
Yeah, I will. So it was kind of funny.
As opposed to me talking the whole time?
I was talking to Baron when he was asking me, and he said, you know, this position's open. Would you be interested? And I said, well, Baron, I'm at 90% of them already anyways. They're on my calendar.
Right.
And so I said, it just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the mission. I believe in the organization. And I'm already involved to that point that you're already looking for. So why not?
Why not?
That extra 10% is not that much.
Yeah.
So we have golf tournaments coming up. Grandma, do you play golf?
I did.
Ooh, I need a fourth person. You want to play with me?
I think she'll be with you in spirit.
She'll be with me in spirit.
Yes, she will.
But yeah, so we have on June 7th, we're doing our McNary golf tournament again.
Yep.
And so I'll be there playing. I might even be at a hole. We'll see if I get some people to help with that. June 29th is the charity dragon boat race.
Oh, yes, that'll be a good one.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. So you want to talk a little bit about that one?
Sure. This was really cool because World Beat has a competitive dragon boat race. Scott Mills, who's been a guest with us several times, Scott had done several charities where he just went out and found somebody and he raised some money and did a dragon boat. But Scott and I had this idea that we could do two. He would have a boat and we would have a boat. Well, we brought Adrian Christian in with Liberty House, which, by the way, Matt's on that board too. So Liberty House, Kicking Cancer, United Way, and then World Beat's going to have a boat raising money for the Ukraine and what's happened over there. And these all four boats are going to race each other. Well, because Baron doesn't do anything small when it comes to T-shirts either, our shirt is already being created, and across the front of it, it has a dragon boat.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the dragon boat is the donkey, like he's wakeboarding.
Yes.
And our team name is Dragon, our ass down the Willamette.
Okay.
Oh. We are dragging our ass down the Willamette.
I love it.
That is awesome. Yeah. Can you move her mic a little bit closer so we can pick up her little sounds? You're adorable.
And this is going to be just a really fun event. The other thing that will happen, and it's not really part of our festival, but it's something I really want to let our listeners know about. If you are a cancer survivor, the weekend right before that, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of June, at Volcano Stadium, there are 4 games for Cancer Awareness Weekend. Mm. And if you are a survivor, you get into the game for free.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Bud Pierce.
Yes, thank you.
And your family gets in for free.
Oh, wow.
You just have to let us know that you would like to get tickets.
Yeah.
But if you're a survivor and you'd like to throw the first pitch out, let me know. And we can have as many first pitches as we want.
Okay.
Dave Wentz.
Yes.
Who's been a guest, Dave Wentz, will throw the first pitch out.
Okay.
Marianne McNally's going to throw the first pitch out. So if you're a cancer survivor, that's not part of our festival, but it does happen in June. I wanted to throw that one in there, too.
And I'll be there as well for that.
Yeah, yeah. So that's June, but that's not all. There's something in
all.
July.
So July, we have our Just Four Jason Ball Golf at Santa Am.
Which is our second golf tournament.
So second golf tournament. Then in August, so we have one every month throughout the summer. August, we have our Trysting Tree golf ball sponsored by Advantage Heating and Air.
Yep.
And then September 7th, we have our Love and Run Corvallis Oral Cancer Foundation collaboration.
Yeah. So I've always done these awareness walks.
Yeah.
And at some point, if we can collaborate with somebody, it's less work on our part because we just piggyback them, right? So the Oral Cancer Foundation, I've got to be friends with them and the director for this area. So they're working with Cheryl because Cheryl lives in Corvallis, and we're going to work with them to bring at least 150 people to an awareness walk in Corvallis.
Okay.
And so it'll be our Love and Run Oral Cancer Foundation.
That's
walk
awesome.
In Corvallis.
Yeah. And then to finish up September, we have our Kicking Cancer for Kids disc golf tournament.
That's cool.
That's promoted or sponsored through With Now Motor Group.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
You've been at that one. You were there with Noah as it teed off a couple years ago.
The kids one? Are you sure?
Yeah. So we do a disc golf tournament in Albany on the golf course.
And it did have a lot of kids, but it wasn't just kids.
No,
so
the reason
the
we call it Kicking Cancer for Kids is that one, the money helps support pathways.
Okay.
Yes.
So I see.
That.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's one other one, and it must have gotten missed from what I sent to Matt, but in the middle of July, we have our Battle of the Badges 2. It's our second Battle of the Badges. Now, if I had had my way, this would have been called the Guns and Hoses softball tournament. But it's law enforcement versus firemen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about it is, everyone who comes to the game can come watch the game for $5 and then stay for the actual baseball game.
Oh.
Because the baseball game is our hometown heroes baseball game, and we want to honor first responders.
Yeah.
Okay. But before that, firemen will play policemen in a softball tournament. And last year was just so fun to watch play out.
I bet. Who won?
I'm just going to tell the little story on this because it's so funny. So the first, we had already decided, the answer is the policeman won.
Okay.
But how we get there is the fun part of that story.
Okay.
We had already decided that 5 runs, we changed sides. So the fireman went up first, it was 5-0, we changed sides. As we're changing sides, I've got a microphone, I'm kind of announcing the game. As I walk past home plate, I look down, there's something on home plate. Like, what's on home plate? But again, the policeman coming to bat, right?
Yeah.
The first policeman gets up there, and they put a box of donuts. The fireman put a box of donuts for the policeman to see when they go up to bat.
That's awesome. Some fun competition.
Yes,
I like it.
Yes.
That's funny.
Well, as the game progressed, we were at the very last inning, and the firemen were ahead 12-11. So it was the policeman's last chance at bat. The first one got on base. The second one hits a triple, which drives that one in, and that one's at third base. Now it's a tie score. The only female on either team was a female police officer.
Go, girl,
and,
go.
And she won the game.
Oh?
She hits her right between first and second to drive in that run, and the policeman beat the fireman 13-12.
Oh, wow. By one point. That donut probably motivated them.
I think it was it, yeah. So this was just going to be a really fun summer.
Yeah.
And it really all kicks off in about a month.
Okay.
Yep. And so if you want to play in our golf tournaments, any of that kind of stuff, you can go see Matt at Miller's Barbecue. Hey, Matt, tell them again, where's your location? Where's your barbecue?
Yeah, we're at 4600 25th Avenue here in Northeast Salem. It's the old State Farm building. So if any of our listeners remember the State Farm building, currently it's the DHS office. And so we're inside. It looks like a weird big brick building, but we are inside that building.
And as you drive 25th, it looks like you're at a loading dock, but it's actually the entrance to his restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just follow the smoke flavor.
Just
and it'll smoke. Lead you right there.
Yeah. But you can go see Matt. Matt's got flyers to register. You can go to our website under events. You can register for the tournaments there. If you want to sponsor a hole, we do a really good job of letting you promote your business however you want at the hole. And we really want to sell this tournament out for the fourth year in a row.
Okay. Yep. What if somebody would want to sponsor a hole, but they didn't have a business? What if they just, out of the kindness of their heart, they're, hey, we'd love to...
We will never turn money away, Amanda.
Okay. Okay.
No, we definitely welcome it because people have a why.
Yeah.
And even sponsoring a hole, if you're doing it because you have a passion for this organization, what we are doing, feel free to sponsor it. And you can even... We'll help you create something that'll say, this is why it was sponsored.
Maybe in memory of.
In honor of.
Or, yeah.
I love some of the polos that we have with Kicking Cancer that have the logo on the chest. And it says, like Ricky has one, honoring, and then a person's name.
Yes.
I'm working on getting mine that's going to say honoring Elizabeth Burnham.
Mm-hmm.
And so you definitely could sponsor or be a part of this organization in honor of someone.
Right. You don't have to have a business.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, I know that at McNary, Remax here in town sponsors that tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And they sponsor because one of their agents, Carrie Hamilton, is in our second battle with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Carrie Hamilton Open.
Okay.
It's in honor of her. And when you get to the ninth hole, the Remax team is there, but Carrie is proudly wearing her pink shirt. You know, again, she's a real estate agent, but she's promoting herself and her company.
Right.
Last year, Mary Ann McNally had a hole.
Mm-hmm.
So like Matt said, we all have a why of some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're a horrible golfer, but you just want to come have some fun and the why is to support our cause, please come support our cause.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, it's always interesting how timelines have lined up so often during our show. Because as I looked at what was occurring with Kicking Cancer over our timeline, it was July 2021.
Okay.
And it was our first festival.
Oh, all right.
So that first festival, we got a chance to go down to Corvallis. They have a baseball team there, Corvallis Knights, and they had a game called Strike Out Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to do a 50-50 raffle with the baseball team. I got a phone call from McNary, and they said, we have a weekend open if you would like to do a golf tournament. Well, I'd never done one yet, but it's like, better grab the chance while I have.
Yeah.
And our first golf tournament was that year. And the very next day, we went out to the baseball stadium, and we just basically walked the perimeter of the parking lot, but it was called Love and Run Maverick Stadium.
Okay.
So our very first festival was July. And as we're laying this show out, it's like, well, how fortuitous is that here's Matt helping us with our fourth festival?
Yes, that's awesome.
Well, in honor of Betty, the first person that emails Amanda at...
Amanda at kslm.news.
I will give you a free pink shirt, whatever size you need.
How precious. Mm. That's awesome.
And if you email from anywhere in the United States, I will ship that shirt to you as well.
Okay. Wow. So again, you guys, email me, Amanda@kslm.news.
And if you hear us on podcasts, please take a chance to go to YouTube. Our channel is called Kicking Cancer Productions.
Hello, everybody.
And there we are over there. And a big shout out to Ashley, who has now joined the staff as our production team for the videos.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to Kicking Cancer Productions, subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you listen to this, great. I've heard people that say they'll turn the YouTube on and they'll listen in the background. And then periodically they'll watch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did not get a chance to see or see the emotion of this room in that first half, watch the video.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful.
So, again, that's where we're at.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
I appreciate it.
Oh, always. Pleasure to support.
All right. So a huge shout out to Marianne McNally. She is a residential real estate specialist with Next Home Realty Connection. So if you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, not sure if you're ready to make that step or if there's some things that you need to get your ducks in a row with it, reach out to Marianne and she will walk you through exactly what you need to do. So her number is 503-409-4389. Again, that's 503-409-4389 and continue to keep her in your prayers as she is going through her own battle as well. And we'll be back next week.
As the movement continues.